Many of us who attend and are in earnest about summer theater productions in the Berkshires, for this reviewer, it's been almost 40 years, we often wonder to what extent an artistic director must consider the limitations of time, budget, and availability of performers. And in order to attract the necessary audience, does he, she, try to schedule a season of well-known and popular stage works that nicely fit those limitations? Or does an artistic director look for theater pieces that challenge both the audience and the performers and raise their expectations of success? The latter certainly must be the desire of Julianne Boyd of Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. For the past few seasons, she has opened and very successfully produced full-blown Broadway musicals, Guys and Dolls, Fiddler on the Roof, and most recently, On the Town, which moved directly to Broadway and is still playing. Ms. Boyd has now produced and directed an outstanding rendering of Man of La Mancha, a musical by Dale Wasserman, music by Mitch Lee, and lyrics by Joe Darien. Man of La Mancha first opened 50 years ago at the Goodspeed Opera House in Connecticut, starring Rex Harrison, but the role of Don Quixote was too taxing for his voice, and after a number of small theater attempts, the show became a hit starring Richard Kiley, eventually running more than 2,000 performances on Broadway. The story of Man of La Mancha, of course, is based upon the 17th century classic novel by Miguel Cervantes. But there is more to the story of Don Quixote than tilting at windmills, the modern idiom used to imply heroic effort against a vain goal. It involves life, living, imagining, wonder, and hope. The role of Don Quixote is not too taxing for Jeff McCarthy. His resonant baritone voice is perfectly suited to the role, and the most remembered song in the show, The Impossible Dream. His delivery is full of belief and beauty, with tension building with every line. His dignity infuses his character and this production with depth and wonder. The leading female part in the show is that of Aldonza, or Dulcinea, as Don Quixote believes her to be. This is wonderfully portrayed by Felicia Boswell. The role asks a lot of an actress, and Ms. Boswell responds with the necessary fire, most especially in the musical number where she details her hurt and anger that she has endured. There are many other outstanding performances. Alan Robbins as the ever-faithful Sancho Panza, explaining in his simple terms why he serves as the squire to Don Quixote in, quote, I really like him. There's also a memorable quartet performed by Rosalie Burke, Todd Horman, Sean McLaughlin, and Meg Bessart, expressing their supposed concern for the Don in We're Only Thinking of Him. Every scene in this production is well executed, including the choreography by Greg Graham. Mention must also be made of the stage setting by James Krosner, lighting by Chris Lee, and sound design by Ed Chapman, and costumes by Olivera Gacic. Their collaborative efforts complement the stage direction by Julianne Boyd and musical direction by Darren Cohen. If I haven't stressed it enough, this is truly a summer theater treat. Man of La Mancha plays now through July 11th, Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.